This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Let's do it. Let's jump to Cooper Flagg. Biggest name in the game, arguably. Number one recruit for ESPN. Been the belle of the ball for a couple years now. What stood out to you?
Competitiveness, defense, the outside shot is something I'm going to probably be obsessed with watching next week. No, you know what it is. It's just, I think it's, he's a gamer. I think he's going to be safe. I think teams are going to view him as safe as being a really smart addition, high level defender. I'm also curious, like, he's going to need to fill out that frame, but like, you see the athleticism, you see the pop, that block he had was unbelievable. Just a smart, intelligent player at good size. I feel better about my jump shot watching him shoot, if that makes sense. No, it's just one of those things. I think a team, that's the key to the everything. If you can figure out a way to get that shot unlocked on a respectable level, then you're really cooking with something, because what he can do on the court, the versatility is so special. So I don't know if I texted you this, but it's also, those guys are tough to really pop sometimes in like all-star settings. I feel like the flashes come and go, I feel like, but
yeah,
there's so
like
much good talent
performance by him. Like he didn't show out. He didn't dominate the game. He had some flashes and stretches where he looked really good. The defense was really consistent and high level all night, but we've seen him play harder and have a bigger impact.
Yeah. I mean, that play was just, it's unreal. No, it's he's going to be well deserved. It's going to be the hype. I'm excited to see him at Duke kind of playing alongside big man. Duke's going to be interesting next year. Duke's also going to be very interesting in the next coming months. Like, who's going to be going back there? I think there's only one guy that should be going back. But yeah, Cooper, I'm excited to see him in person, because he does just look like he's going to be a freak of nature defensively. And I think if you're getting him alongside somebody else, like, yeah, he's going to be number one on my board. If you're getting him alongside somebody else, there's your running mate for years, I feel like. What about you? Was there anything you were like, I need more? Or was it just like, okay, good start?
Yeah, I just want him more, honestly. Yeah. It was just, oh God, just take over. Like, just, but that's not the setting that he was in, and
it's
that's
tough.
Not what he was looking to do. So, you know, I'm really excited to kind of see more of the nuances to his game up close next week. Oh my God, you guys are going to be exhausted by our Hoop Summit references. It's going
to
be incredible.
We'll try to stop it. We'll try to
wait. Never. I'm never changing. But the defense I thought was incredible. And FIBA is last year or 2 years ago. You know, I think I threw out the kind of bold, spicy take of that he reminded me of a really young Giannis. where it's just incredible length. I think I either texted that to you or I told it to you on a pod, or I'm outing myself right now in my absurdity.
Who
but
cares?
I,
who cares if you're
emphasis on young?
No.
Emphasis on
that's
young.
Why we
not
share
MVP.
All of our secrets. We share that, all of our
I'm not
secrets.
Talking about multi-time MVP best player in the league, Giannis, but like really young Giannis, where there's just length for days, incredibly athletic, super disruptive on defense, and just thrived getting out in transition, and you could tell that he had the brain for it, and it hadn't quite all clicked for him yet, and it's starting to click for Cooper now. And well, that this whole last, you know, calendar year, all of it is really starting to come together. You mentioned the frame. He 100% has to fill out, and I think he will. Corey saw him the other week in person and just couldn't stop raving about his frame, so I'm not really worried about that. But then once you start adding 20 pounds of muscle to this dude with the hands that he already has, the length, the size, the athleticism that he already has, it's like, oh my God, like we're talking about like a multi-time all NBA defender potential type of kid here. And we saw it with just some of those, the instincts, the shot contest, the defensive playmaking, but then how he also immediately turns that into transition offense, whether it's for himself or immediately getting his head up and delivering some gorgeous outlet passes that are right on the dime, set up his teammates for easy buckets. That's really fun. What it kind of all continues to develop into in the half court, that'll be a bigger kind of point of interest, I think, because defense, I have zero concerns about. Transition offense, I have zero concerns about. What does it look like when it's all slowed down, when things get mucked up, when you're the number one name, not that he hasn't been, but when you're the number one name on the scouting report against guys who are 5 years older than you, in some cases, depending on what team you're going against, that will be fascinating. And I cannot wait. I don't really have any concerns. The shot looks a little funky, but I think it's just a case of a guy whose limbs just go on forever and is just so lengthy that those guys' forms always look a little bit odd. And I think it's going to be fine. I'm not really worried about anything in this game.
Yeah, when you're that size, you're... We all underestimate how hard it is to shoot when you're that size and you have humongous hands. Like it's difficult. So every guy is going to have weird shooting motions. The fact that Victor can shoot the way he does is freak of nature. Like me even seeing him in person, I was like, how does he just every time? Like his hands are humongous. But I'm not worried about Cooper because Cooper, we're seeing how successful bigs that can come in and play elite level defense.
Yeah.
Like, spoiler alert, every front office is going to drool over bigs, like no matter what. And now as they're evolving and becoming defensive oriented with versatility, those front offices are going to keep drooling. So with Cooper, it's going to be like the safe play is what everyone's going to say, because there's a role in which if he doesn't become like this floor spacing asset, you're still getting a super competitive high feel lockdown defender in theory. But every team's going to be like, well, what if we unlock the offense and he's our number two alongside the guy we have? Like, I get it. I still think Cooper's going to be having a fantastic year. I'm excited to see him. Just one of those guys too, you see on tape and you're like, he look a little thin, and then see him in person, you're like, he's going to be fine. So I checked all the boxes for me. I'm not surprised when you're the number one guy, you're the alpha. It's always tough to look good in an all-star setting because there's a lot of guys that want to look good. So, you know, it's one of those things where like, that's why people go see the practices. That's why you read a lot of executives and NBA scouts were like, oh, I left before the game. But yeah, they went for the practices. They went for the scrimmage. So,
okay, let's move on to Arius Bailey, but let's take a quick ad break. Okay, Rucker, Bailey, number two on ESPN, number two in this class. Big name, going to Rutgers. Interesting choice of school, but what stood out to you with him?
You start it. I don't like when you make me start all the time. I sometimes want to see if I agree with your thoughts because I feel like you're just polite and you'll be like, yeah, good point. I'm like, no, I want to see.
I tell you, you're an idiot all the time.
Yeah. go ahead.
I don't know why, but I did not realize that he was that big. I think ESPN had him listed at 6'8". I think the broadcast, I could be wrong here, but I thought the broadcast had him at 6'10". regardless, he looked huge out there. And it's like, oh my God, why did I not realize that you were this big? Similar to the flag, I thought he was a little kind of muted in his all around impact. Didn't always put the pedal to the metal, but some of his shot making stuff, the defense was incredible. The IQ, it felt really, really similar to flag in terms of play style, but the shot creation, the shot making, and then some of the defensive stuff was incredibly high level. I mean, that
play literally made me laugh.
Was absurd.
Midnight. Sorry. I was literally watching the scrimmage at like 11 PM and I like let out like a yelp when that play happened. For everyone that isn't watching, it's just like a turnaround fade off 1 foot. It was ridiculous. I knew he was 6'8", 6'9". And when the game started, I was like, he's humongous. Like, it was just funny. I was just like, oh, he's a giant. Man, there's a path in which he is a freak. Like, you see some flashes and you're like, oh gosh, if we could just stay on the right path, this is going to be really, really fun. A lot of flashes, I think. You know, yeah, still some stuff that needs to be ironed out, but he was Georgia's Gatorade Player of the Year. Have you seen what his numbers were in high school?
No, but I'm okay. Ready for you to floor me with them.
33, 15, 4, and 2 blocks.
Oh, he couldn't get to 5 there?
Yeah. It was 3.9 assists, so I'm sorry.
Sounds like a little selfish with the ball.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, his assist to turnover rate. Can we talk about it first? No.
Yeah, but how is he as a screener?
I don't give a damn. I'm
kidding.
No, I'm just saying. You watch him, and there's just some stuff he can do that you're just like, you get really drunk in love in a hurry of like, oh gosh. You just start throwing names in your head like, whoa, like.
And I think it's Paul Biancardi couldn't stop throwing out Paul George. The one that kind of just kept jumping to my mind was just like, God, this looks like Jason Tatum. But that's how good some of these guys look. I promise I don't typically throw out those types of names.
I had weird,
and I hate that. That's unfair expectations. But
I got one for you that you're going to think is crazier.
Okay.
Just the way he moved. I had like modern era Penny Hardaway vibes. I don't know what, like, he's bigger, but yeah. I just kind of like the way he kind of danced and moved around. I was just like, man. And maybe, I don't know, maybe that was more for Trey, but with Ace, it just felt like, ooh, felt like jazz out there with him. It just felt like there's like, oh man, if he could really keep taking those next step forward, like this is a damn problem. And playing with Dylan Harper next year, Dylan looked good. So like, I know we're going to talk about him, but Ace looked, the upside is crazy with him.
Yeah.
If things come together, like crazy upside. So I think that's the Cooper and Ace would be, you know, Cooper, I feel like you feel better about the high floor, high ceiling, but I feel like Ace has like, whoa, that ceiling is really up there.
Yeah. And just when you look at his kind of combination of athleticism, size, and ball skills, it's perfect. There isn't much more to ask for. And he's looked like he had a solid handle. The shot looked solid. Obviously mid-range looked a little smoother than from outside, something he'll have to work on, as does every other teenager in the world. But then just even some of like the instinctual passing stuff, the way he kept the ball moving, the way he attacked closeouts, it was like, God, this dude just knows how to play. And if you're in the 6'8 to 6'10 range, handling the ball like that, getting to different shot attempts, that scoring package already, it's like, my goodness, you're going to be a problem. So I don't mean to put absurd expectations on these kids already, but when you play like that, you're kind of doing it to yourself.
Yeah. It's important to put those expectations right now because you get to see where they trend. Like, you get to see where, if they're going up or down. And I mean, it didn't take long for me to be like, ooh, Ace is going to be something. So I just right away, I was like, 1-2, pretty easy. Like, there's a lot of guys that I was like, oh man, I could see myself falling in love with him as a prospect. But just watching Ace, you're just like, oh man, there's a dangerous world of dreams right there. Like, it's really, really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And anything else on Ace, or you want to just jump to his teammate?
No, jump to his teammate.
Let's do it. Dylan Harper, also going to Rutgers. What stood out?
Every time you guys say Rutgers, I think you're saying Rucker, so it always drives me crazy every time. Which I take it as a compliment. Dylan looks like a guy that I'm convinced the more I'm going to watch him throughout the year, the more I'm just going to be like, oh, I'm in. I'm already in. Let me correct that. I'm in already, but I just feel like watching him play, I had the same vibes of Jared McCain last year of just like, they know how to play. They know how to play. They understand how to play alongside guys. They know when to get their shots. They know high feel guys like that. They don't seem sped up all the time. They just seem like they know how to play at their speed and get people to come down to their world. I mean, what about you?
Yeah. And he grew on me as the game kind of progressed. My initial, you know, first minute impressions were, all right, kind of stocky, not super athletic. Does he only play at one speed? Well, like, did the success only come from him just being bigger and stronger than the 95% of the guys he was going against? And then you start to see the craft in his game, and the feel, the decision making. And, you know, there are a handful of dunks in here, so it's not like he's a bad athlete by any means. But, like, this pass right here, the way he leads Badunga away from flag on the rotation,
that's so nice.
It's subtle. Like, it's not a lot, but the way that he throws it away from the defender there. Oh, screwed up the fast forward. But here we go. The way that he just throws it back towards the middle of the paint, away from flag, it's really subtle but high-level stuff. And the fact that he's doing that already makes me really encouraged for the way that he can run a college team, let alone a high school all-star team. And he walked away with co-MVP honors in this game, which, side note, co-MVP, really? Make a decision. Lame. Give it to one guy. God.
Participation trophies.
Oh my God. Just drives me insane. But no, it's the feel, the IQ, the scoring versatility. And he was consistently getting shots in all three levels of the floor. It was all really impressive. And it's like, holy crap. Okay. Whatever my initial concerns with him, I'm not sure they matter, because I think the decision making and that just knowing how to play is really gonna outweigh any perceived athletic concerns.
He's gonna get every Jalen Brunson comparison in the world, because now that's what we're doing, but he does play the game that way. I think everyone gets caught up sometimes too with like, oh, athleticism isn't great, but it's also, I'm one of those guys, if you have high feel, if you have good vision, you can make up for that in a big way. Like,
yeah.
That's always been my belief. Like, and with Dylan, I'm watching that, and those passes, like the one Metcalf highlighted, like scouts take note of that. That's throwing it on a dime, and where your teammate gets away from the defender. Like, those are little details that really do mean a lot. So I think Dylan just looks like a high feel player that's going to be able to understand how to play at his speed, make defenders come down to his level, like I said before. And those are guys I have a weakness for, because you just believe that they're going to make teammates better. They're going to be able to really help you out and thrive. So yeah, watch Dylan. It was a quick yes for me. I was just like, yep. I'm very much in on Dylan Harper as a prospect.
Couldn't agree more.